Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
When you are sitting here thinking, oh God, I've got to be holy and have I done enough for you to move in my life now, you aren't considering God and His promises. You're considering your goodness. Your focus is on yourself. And I guarantee you, you are going to always fail if your faith is in yourself and in what you're doing.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm into my second week of teaching through the book of Romans. And I tell you, this is powerful. Romans is Paul's masterpiece on the subject of grace. And I've got a brand new book out on this. And this book is a compilation of my living commentary where I've written a digital commentary. I've now got over 25,000 verses in the Bible that I've written commentary on. And it's the Romans portion of that commentary. Plus, it's a transcription of my teaching through the book of Romans. So there's some overlap. Sometimes I'm saying some of the same things, but put them together and it provides even an amplification on these truths. It's powerful. We're also offering some DVDs. There's five testimonies of people who've experienced the grace of God in supernatural ways. Last week, I prayed one of these testimonies from Virginia Croy, and I tell you, it was powerful. And we're giving these away because it'll inspire you just to see these testimonies. So we've already covered the first three chapters of the book of Romans, and there's no way I can go back and even summarize this. Please go check out our website. You can see the archive copies of my teaching. You can get this book. You can get these DVDs, CDs that we're offering and catch up on it. But basically, in the first three chapters of the book of Romans, Paul made this radical statement in Romans 1, 16 and 17, that it's not what we do that earns us relationship with God. Our relationship with God is not performance-based. It's based on what Jesus has done. And he said, this is the gospel, the nearly too good to be true news, that our sins don't disqualify us and our righteousness doesn't qualify us for the things of God. It's completely independent of what we deserve. It's what Jesus did for us, and we just have to humble ourselves and receive salvation as a gift. That was such a radical statement to the Jewish people of Paul's day that, man, he began to start immediately. Once he made that statement, he had to start defending it. And he showed in Romans 1, 18 through 20 that everybody has an intuitive knowledge of God. They are accountable to God, whether they've ever been preached to, whether anybody's ever gone and told them about the things of God or not. There's this intuitive knowledge on the inside, but it's not 100%. You can deaden yourself to it. And the rest of Romans chapter 1 is talking about progressive steps that people take away from it. And then in Romans chapter 2, he begins to say that, look, we're all guilty. And this continues into the third chapter. And he shows that just human nature by itself, we are all undone. We are all ungodly. There is none that seeks after God. We've all turned away. And he concludes it kind of that point in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, by saying that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But then, in the same way that we are all sinners, we have all been redeemed through Jesus. Now, that redemption has been paid, but you don't automatically get it. It says in Romans 5, 2, that you have access into this grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, by grace are you saved. That's what God has provided. He's provided redemption for everybody, everybody. I mean, Hitler, you name it, the worst person that you could think of, they have had their sins paid for, but it doesn't automatically go to their account unless you put faith in it. Ephesians 2, 8, you're saved by grace, that's God's part, through faith. If you don't believe it and receive it, then it doesn't go to your account. And so this is what the first three chapters of Romans have been talking about. And if you understand that, that just totally changes our relationship with God. Because God loves me, not because I deserve to be loved, but because God is love, 1 John 4, 8. Not because I am lovely. Now, does this mean that I just go out and live in sin? No, I live holy, and I seek God and study the Word, not in order to get God to love me, but in order to help me understand how much He loves me. My holiness doesn't change God's heart towards me, but it changes my heart towards God. And so I do live a holy life, and I seek God, and I spend time studying the Word and praying and doing these things. But God doesn't love me more if I study the Word more and pray more. He doesn't love me more if I do those things. He doesn't love me less if I don't do them. But I will love God more if I study the Word and renew my mind. And I will love God less if I don't study the Word, because the world's not going to be telling you these things. The world will tell you all of this bad stuff. And you know, I don't take any joy in saying this, but it's the truth that the church won't tell you this by and large. The majority of the church is still preaching that you have to perform and earn God's favor. And that is not true. And yet, that's what the majority of churches today are preaching. There are good churches that are preaching the gospel. There are people on television that are preaching the true gospel, but they are in the minority. The vast majority of people are basically saying, you've got to do good in order to get good. God will not move in your life if you have sinned. If you got a sin in your life, God won't answer your prayers. God won't fill a dirty vessel. God hadn't got any other kind of vessel to fill. We're all in varying degrees of dirtiness. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need faith in a Savior and receive through Jesus, not through ourselves. You know, I want to play you another one of these grace encounters. And this one is about Johan and Brenda. And I think you say their last name, Toot. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. Forgive me, Johan and Brenda, if I mispronounced it. Johan was actually in prison for dealing meth and stuff. And he spent, I forgot, I think it was a 12-year sentence. I'm not sure if he fulfilled all of it. But he was in prison. And in prison, he cried out to God. He got born again. And he began to experience God's acceptance and love and favor. He didn't deserve it. He knew he didn't deserve it. He deserved to be in jail. He deserved to go to hell. But he just cried out for help. God forgave him, and he had this love just sweep over him. And the rest of his time in jail was awesome. But when he got out of jail, he went to church. And again, there are good churches, but he went to a church that was preaching that you've got to earn God's favor. And he lost the joy and the relationship that he had had with the Lord in prison because of religion. And you may not recognize it, but there are many of you that the reason you aren't receiving the fullness of God's benefit in your life is because of religious teaching. And Johan finally got hold of these truths through my teaching, and he began to experience this. And now Johan and Brenda are ministering to people. They spoke at my Grace and Faith conference in England a couple of years ago, and their testimony was so powerful, I said, you just give an invitation. And 1,000 people came forward. Many of them were already saved, but some got saved. Many got baptized in the Holy Spirit. More got healed. They are powerful. So watch this grace encounter. And this is one of these two DVDs that we're offering to you free. Their testimony will be on here along with 9 others. Listen to this. And at the end of the program, we'll come back and share with you about how you can get all of this material.
I was using so much cocaine that I was really completely out of myself. I had a few times I put a gun against my head and I just wanted to blow my brains out. I said, God, if you really, really exist, if you are really, really God, you need to help me because I'm gonna die.
Today, Charis Bible College graduates Johan and Brenda have seen thousands of lives transformed by the power of God's unconditional love and grace. Years ago, this evangelistic pair were trapped in the roles of a drug dealer and a prostitute, both on a journey to fill the emptiness inside. This is the story of how God used Andrew's free teachings to help two former criminals from Holland realize their identity in Christ. This is the grace encounter of Johan and Brenda.
My father, he was a sailor, and he was a very, very hard man. He had a very hard heart. And so he always told me when I was a little kid that I was not good enough. All the friends of my father, they were criminals. So there was the foundation which, you know, marked my whole life. I wanted to make money, and I wanted to be a criminal, and I wanted to prove myself to the world that I was capable of doing something. When I was about 15, I went to a club, and there they offered me some cocaine. I was like addicted immediately. That combination of criminal things and cocaine was not a really good combination, because the more cocaine, the more crazy I became. And the more money I made, the more cocaine I could use. I've met my wife, Brenda, and she was in the prostitution when I met her.
Working as a prostitute does something with your mind. My mom died, and I was looking for something to fill the hole I had, because my mother left me. He was filling the hole of never being good enough.
Together we were like really Bonnie and Clyde, really crazy. We went everywhere, we did everything.
It felt like my life was like a roller coaster. Great ups and really deep downs.
Brenda left prostitution behind, and the couple started a family of their own. But Johan was by no means ready to settle down. Having been in and out of jail on drug dealing and robbery convictions, Johan was ready for the big leagues and began manufacturing the drug ecstasy throughout Holland, an operation that grew so large they had to flee the country.
We ran from Holland because of the police and the investigations. So we went to Portugal. So we started the ecstasy business also in Portugal. There's so much money coming in that you cannot even imagine. So we start counting the money with counting machines. And you know, we were just spending it like it was water.
And we bought a house there, and it was like a big house and big cars, and we had it all, but we had nothing.
Crazy, 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 but still not good enough. That rejection hit me again and again and again, so I started using more and more cocaine. Now, I mean, I painted my kitchen in 7 colors every day because I was so crazy because of the cocaine. You're not in this world anymore. My wife, Brenda, decided that it was not a good place to stay with our younger son, and she went to an apartment because I was using so much cocaine that I was really completely out of myself. I've seen demons coming out of the walls. I had a few times I put a gun against my head, and I just wanted to blow my brains out because it was so terrifying, all the things that I saw. I said, God, if you really, really exist, if you are really, really God, you need to help me because I'm gonna die. What I didn't know was that the police of Holland were already investigating me in Portugal together with the Portuguese police. And it was all over the news because it was the first ecstasy laboratorium in all of Portugal and all of the history. I was convicted for 12 years. Portugal was something else. You could be very, very depressive, but things were changing in me. I need to do something with my life now. One night, I was sitting on my bed, and suddenly, out of nothing, an image came where I heard my mom. And the pain on the face of my mom shocked me. And now I saw it, and I felt it. And then another image came into my mind, and another image came into my mind. And of all the people that I heard, it was like a 1,000 kilos was pushing me down. I couldn't get up from the floor. And then suddenly my cell was filled with a light that was so bright, it looked like the sun was shining in my cell. I was screaming, forgive me, God, forgive me, please forgive me, Father, forgive me. I don't know why I become that person. I don't want that person anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. Please forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. But he just hushed me. He just hushed me. He says, you're already forgiven. And I just had an ocean of love overflowing me. I mean, a tsunami of love and grace overflowing me. And I was washed from the inside out and from the outside in. And I kept on crying and crying and crying and crying. And I didn't understand. I still don't understand how something so good, so pure, came to me, a stain, a nothing, you know, a vomit that comes to me and just loves on me and says, you are good enough.
Johann's life was forever changed that night, and despite being in prison, he never felt more free. After serving his sentence for 10 years, Johann was released back into Holland, where, without proper knowledge of the Bible, his newfound liberty in Christ would be no match against the snares of religion.
He told me, I found God, and I was like, oh my God, now he has a new thing. I thought, well, I'm gonna see where this goes.
The pastor, he immediately claimed me, start telling everybody that I was an ex-criminal.
Johan needed to work as a volunteer 5 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day, cooking for all the church. It was like we had to deserve our place.
If I wouldn't go to church for one Sunday, I felt that I would go to hell straight away because I was not faithful. And I tried to put other people that also on them, listen, we need to do this. We need to go to the church. We need to go to prayer meetings. If we don't, then we are not good. You know, we don't do it good. God's going to judge us. And I was really, really, really unhappy because for me, I felt free in prison. I mean, really free. And then suddenly I came out and then I needed to do all these things to be good enough. Then at one point, God started to speak at me. This is not your place. And I was like, okay, okay, God. So I just stood up and walked out. I went away. I started to look on the internet. And then my eye fell on a teaching of Andrew Womack. It says, a better way to pray.
You're religious. Does that mean that God doesn't love you and you don't love God? No, but I'm saying that, you know what? You need to be real. You need to talk to God. And this is one reason that so many people are turned off to quote unquote religion, because it is just form and symbolism and it's not substance.
Suddenly, I was thrown back into the same freedom that I had when I was receiving Jesus in my prison cell. He had teachings about spirit, soul, and body. It's teachings about the grace of God. So I've stayed a year on my couch, 4 or 5 hours a day, reading his books.
God isn't giving you what you deserve. He's doing it based on what Jesus did, and he extends all that he is and all that he has to you on an unearned, undeserved basis. All you've got to do is humble yourself, quit promoting your own goodness, proclaiming your own goodness, and just receive it as a gift.
And that revelation came that I am good enough. Then the Bible became more alive, and I start praying in a different way, and I see all these things changing in my life. And then I had this little book, sharper than a two-edged sword, and there was a card inside. They had schools, and that there was a school in Holland.
At that point, I was a little bit fed up with Johan being always at home. So I told him, well, if God calls you, you go full time.
Johann followed the Holy Spirit's leading and enrolled full time into Caris, Netherlands, a drive that took 2 or more hours each day. It was in this time of being grounded in the Bible that this once convicted criminal matured into a seasoned disciple of Christ.
All the teachings every day and the Bible studies and all these things, I was really like immersing myself with the Word of God. I started loving people just the way that God loves them.
I saw changes in him. He was showing more love, more respect. Now I knew it wasn't like a fling. I wanted to know what he was doing in that school.
Show you this, that if you'll just take God's word and put it in your heart, it's like a seed and it'll just bring forth change of itself.
I cannot put my finger out, or that was that teaching or that teaching or that teaching. It's more like in the first year I actually found out what the love of God really means.
Brenda and me became one, and I started to see her gifts, and I started to see her talents, and I started to see how God wants to use her also. So I started to lift her up, and then she opened up like a bouquet of flowers.
Upon graduation, Johan and Brenda joined the staff at Caris Netherlands as directors of local outreaches and mission trips, where they developed their gift in leadership and evangelism. After faithfully serving for years, the couple were called into full-time ministry and started the One in Him Foundation, where they have shared the gospel with thousands of people throughout Holland.
People from criminal backgrounds or people with drug problems visit our events just to have a chat with me about, man, what God has done for you, you know, I want that also, you know. And what we did was basically just give the basic principles, identity, authority, grace of God, and all these kind of things, the fullness of God, and many miracles happened.
When they're not holding outreaches locally, Johan and Brenda bring teams to Brazil. Their years in Portugal have enabled them to evangelize without a language barrier.
We have a mission house there, and we bring people from Holland, and we disciple them.
So I've testified on the street. People gave their heart to Jesus. And we went to clinics with addicts, and the guys were crying, you know, because of the testimonies that we were sharing, you know, and then we teach them then how they could pray and all these things.
The kingdom of God is in you.
O reino de Deus está em você.
It's a lot of legalistic things. And they are changing because I tell them, this is who you are. This is who you are in Christ. You are good enough and He wants to use you right now.
From those suffering drug abuse in Amsterdam to believers trapped in works based in religion in Brazil, Johan and Brenda are no strangers to either and have seen their story inspire miracles and deliverance. Perhaps the greatest miracle through all of this is how God completely restored Johan to his family. His mother has been born again, and his children are now actively involved in their ministry. As for Johan's father, in the last few years of his life, father and son became the best of friends, and he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior before passing away. All of these changed lives are the result of Johan receiving the revelation that through the sacrifice of Jesus alone, he was good enough.
You don't need to do all these things to be accepted by God. You are accepted because you believe in His Son Jesus that died for you. Stop doing things to deserve God's love. Stop trying to be good enough because you are good enough. Stop worrying if He will bless you or not bless you. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You are a child of God, and He thinks that you are amazing. Just be happy with yourself the way that He is happy with you.
Andrew is pleased to announce the release of his brand new hardback book titled Romans, Paul's Masterpiece on Grace. This brand new book includes all of Andrew's personal study notes and commentary on the book of Romans, compiled from Andrew's Life for Today Study Bible and Living Commentary. This valuable resource is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to get this new book that I've put out on Romans, Paul's Masterpiece on Grace. And this has the printed text of the book of Romans. It has my living commentary notes, the Romans portion of that. We also have the living commentary on my whole Bible. I've written footnotes on over 25,000 verses in the Bible. And then we have testimonies. We have two DVDs of testimonies of people whose life have been changed by these truths. So our announcer will give you all of that information. Please call or write and receive these materials today.
Romans, Paul's Masterpiece on Grace, is also available in a CD or DVD album made from our daily television broadcast. Each of these valuable resources are available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net to see all the ways you can get this teaching. Today, you heard Andrew's personal revelation on the book of Romans. You can study through the entire Bible with Andrew when you get his continually updated living commentary. This extraordinary resource contains his personal study notes, footnotes, and commentary on over 25,000 Bible verses. Andrew has priced this valuable study tool at only $120. Go to awmi.net to download yours today. Also today, Andrew's offering the Grace Encounters Volumes 1 and 2 DVDs as his free gift to you when you write or call. This special offer is a $50 value, absolutely free when you contact us today. Or you can get each of these valuable resources as part of the Romans package. This package includes Andrew's Living Commentary, as well as the Romans, Paul's Masterpiece on Grace, hardback book, your choice of either the CD or DVD album, and Grace Encounters Volumes 1 and 2 DVDs. This incredible package has a catalog value of $275, but you can receive all of these valuable resources today for just $197. You can become a Grace Partner or order resources through our website at awmi.net. You can also order resources or receive prayer by calling our helpline at 719-635-1111. Our helpline is open Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I want to let all of our TV viewers know that on the 24th of July, we are having what we call Charis Day live stream. And this is where I will be broadcasting to all of our locations around the world. We have well over 50 locations in many different countries, and I will be broadcasting and just talking to you about the benefits of signing up. You do have to register for this, and so if you'll go to charisday.com and register, then you can go and participate in this live stream on July the 24th. So check it out and join me for our Charis Day live stream.
Welcome to the AWM Minute, a small glimpse at how the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College are bringing healing and freedom to people in every generation, people like Allison Rolla. At 8 years old, Allison was diagnosed with alopecia universalis, a rare and incurable disease that causes the total loss of hair. She was bald for over a decade until one day she was introduced to a message from Andrew Womack.
And I mean, the light bulb went off like, oh, I don't have to do anything to earn healing. I don't have to fast. I don't have to pray. I don't have to beg. I literally do not even have to ask you. You already healed me. And it was so empowering because I was finally free of this works mentality.
Today, Allison is completely healed. And with a full head of hair, she now inspires others to receive their healing in Christ. To watch the full healing journey of Allison Rolla, visit awmi.net today.
I would like to encourage you to check out our social media, all of these different platforms. We've got a lot of good news to share, so check it out, our social media for Andrew Womack Ministries.